This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it's a proper college football Saturday here on the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Good morning. We're happy to have you with us. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. Michael Lombardi, who I think he was running around looking for the restroom there at the Beau Rivage during the break as we
I
get my man
it,
back.
Patrick, you know, I mean,
know
you drink
you
all this coffee, you got to go. You got, you know, you got to take care of it. You know, Carl, my man Jick Jack got me all this coffee. This, you know, so I'm doing good. I'm ready to go.
Well, you're getting taken
now.
Care of.
I'm ready to go.
You're getting taken care of like you should
all good,
be
all
taken
good.
Care of. Hey, speaking of Jick Jack, he's going to be joining us coming up in just a little bit.
I can handle it. Go ahead.
Jick Jack's going to be joining us coming up in a little bit, Michael Lombardi. Also, Matt Eumanns is coming up in 11 minutes with his plays. Of course, his show debuted last night.
I can't wait for Matt Eumanns' plays. Yeah, hopefully we'll get Matt in studio. Yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully we'll get him in studio. I know he's got a late night, but I don't think Matty Eumanns needs to sleep, though. He's like Ken over here. They don't need to sleep very much, you know?
Eumanns will be joining us in studio, downtown Las Vegas from the Circa, next week moving forward for the college football season, so we're thrilled about that. Now, the Florida Gators, these aren't your Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
These aren't even your Ron Zook Florida Gators over the past few years. And they're going to be hosting Utah at the Swamp today. Billy Napier makes his debut. Look, couple things about Florida and Napier. He's already out-recruiting Dan Mullen. Okay, so he's doing a great job. Next year, the cupboard is going to be stocked for the Florida Gators. It's just not there this year. Utah, defending Pac-12 champs, they are loaded, Michael Lombardi. And there's a reason after that big three of Bama, Georgia, and of course, Ohio State, a lot of people have Utah as that fourth team. Cam Rising's a reason. Also, much of that top 25 defense returns. They just are absolutely loaded, and Whittingham knows how to win.
Well, I think the missing link in all this is Whittingham's tough, and his teams are tough, and they adopt his personality. Look, if you go through this, and I spent last spring, I think, going through all these recruiting classes, which you get graded in recruiting and, you know, and all that. And Utah's never had a top 30 recruiting class since Whittingham's been there. Since he's been there, he's never had a top 30 recruiting class. All he does is find players to fit what he wants to do, develop toughness within the team, play great defense, get guys drafted every single year in the NFL.
Yep.
You know, they don't necessarily are great players, but they play well in the NFL. And he builds a team, a cohesive team. And offensively, he's been running the same system for years. Cam Rising was really good last year in the Rose Bowl, let's face it. You know, the little receiver, you know, Covey, that went on to play at the Eagles this summer, you know, was spectacular in the game. So, for me, this is a great step up for Utah. But I think Florida, to me, this Richardson kid is going to be sensational. Now, I think that was misused last year. You know, they played the Jones kid. You know, he's now at Arizona State. You know, they had Damian Pierce. He has 16 touchdowns last year for the Gators, but didn't play full time. Think about that for a moment. Noodle on that, Patrick. And then Richardson, to me, which is a Heisman Trophy candidate, one of my favorites to be, really demonstrate how great of a player he is. You know, he got 51 carries. He averaged 8 yards a carry, didn't play a lot. Now he was injured. I think this is a game where Billy Napier is a coach. We're going to see him develop the offense, develop how he's got to win the game. I think this is two really good coaches. This is, to me, for all the fanfare Ohio State gets, for all the fanfare that we're going to have Florida State and LSU, this game, to me, is the most interesting game on the board.
Michael, call me a square, but I do like Utah. I think the 2.5, I just saw a shop go to 2. I think it's a little light. I mean, Utah, 5 of Cam Rising's top 6 receivers back. Tavion Thomas, who had 21 rushing touchdowns last year, back. Last year, Florida couldn't stop the run. They gave up 164 on the ground. Like, I don't know how. I don't expect Billy Napier to pull a rabbit out of a hat this year. Like I said, he's recruiting so well. I expect next year for it to be a proper year for Napier.
But they're going to be better. They're going to be much better coached off the offensively and defensively.
Absolutely.
And you got to play that into it, right? You got to play that into it. I mean, think about it. You know, we say they have it, but there's talent on the team. There is talent. And look, Utah's really good. And I'm with you. Utah, this will be a hard game. But playing in that swamp now, Patrick, is not an easy place to go play. I mean, it's a challenge. This is, to me, I don't even know how these two teams got together, but it's a great, great, to me, start for Utah. Oregon plays Georgia. Utah plays Florida. Why not, right? Why not start the season and find out where you are? But I think Napier, you know, this will the speed of Florida bother Utah's defense, which we saw in the Ohio State game? I mean, we saw that, right? And I know the Pac-12 has speed, but there's Southeast Conference speed, too. And I think that's the concern you have to look at as you watch this Florida team. And then Richardson, I mean, look, this guy's a really talented player. And talented players that play the position of quarterback can compensate for the lack of skill other places.
Calling for potential thunderstorms during the game. Also, 82 and 80% humidity down in Gainesville. That has to have an impact on the team traveling from Utah. So just the pro tip from Kevin Noon, work that in there.
Yeah, no, I think weather's a factor. We talk about it in the National Football League, playing in Jacksonville, playing in Tampa. That humidity just zaps you. This game's close in the fourth quarter. Get your app at. Florida's going to win it because they're used to practicing it. Utah's not. They're up there in Salt Lake. Great. If you got to go play in altitude, they give you a problem. This will be a harder game for them.
Wow, you're in on this. Do you have a relationship with Napier? Because I know you were really high on the guy. Do you have a relationship with Napier?
I've spoke to his team. I've talked to him on the phone a bunch. I really respect him. I think he's done a good job of what I really respect about him is he was really patient. Really patient. He had an opportunity to go to Arkansas. He had an opportunity to go to Ole Miss. Had an opportunity to get the Auburn job, and he just kept waiting. And he got the right job at Florida. And, you know, and he was fortunate to be in the right – and he kept winning at Louisiana. I mean, look, this guy's won at Louisiana with lesser players than he has at Florida, and he's going in and beating better programs. I think coaching matters, and I think he's learned from the Nick Saban School of Coaching. I mean, he was a GA at Alabama.
Now, this is, and I'm just saying, Michael Lombardi, I'm just saying, you go to DraftKings right now, you take a look at the championship winner as far as the odds. Utah is 50-1. Take a look in the Pac-12. USC over at DraftKings is 25-1. Utah's a better football
team.
I'm sorry. It's what's fascinating is what we talked about off the top. We know it's the big three and everybody else, the field. Bama 175, Ohio State 3-1, Georgia 4-1, Clemson 10-1, and then A&M 25-1, tied with USC at 25-1, and you got 50-1 on Utah. That's insane.
You're paying a Lincoln Riley tax for that. Riley tax. That's what you're paying. There's a perception that Lincoln Riley is this elite coach, even though when he's had an opportunity to get into the Final Four, he gets blown out, right? Go back and look. Now, I know they beat Oklahoma. They beat Alabama 1 year. But to me, this is a tax you're paying for USC. USC's nowhere. You're talking about a program that wasn't really recruiting at the highest level. I mean, you know, Clay Helton left there. I mean, they were not at the highest level. They had a bunch of transfers go out of there. They take the quarterback from Oklahoma. Who are you sure he's Caleb Williams is really a good – are you sure of that?
It'll be interesting to see. I just think the disparity there, that chasm of 50-1 on Utah and 25-1 on USC.
Especially with Utah bringing all their players back.
I know. And Cam Rising's X factor. And that's what bettors need to understand. Perception often drives these markets. And that Lincoln Riley, Michael just nailed it, the Lincoln Riley tax is driving that championship market on the USC price.
The Lincoln Riley tax will be, we will talk about the Lincoln Riley tax every single Saturday this year. Because that line for USC will always have the Riley tax in it. And Riley's tax is equated to passing, when in reality, his passing game is really not very good. It's his running game that he wins games with. His passing game is all misdirection. I'm going to do this because you think I'm doing that. It's not I'm not beating up on Lincoln Riley. I think he's done a great job. But the reality of it is you got to put things in perspective and understand exactly what's happening.
And Lincoln Riley and USC, right down the road from me today, they're laying 32-33 hosting Rice today, Michael.
Poor Rice. You know, President Kennedy gave a speech on campus at Rice in 1962 and said about the moon. You know, we go to the moon because it's not easy, because it's hard. Well, Rice plays Texas because it's hard, and now Rice is playing USC because it's really hard.
Just, I want people to understand, if you're just joining us on NESN, you haven't been part of the show for years here on the Lombardi Line and VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi is in a hole that involves JFK, conspiracy theories, and the grassy knoll. He's been going down that rabbit hole
that
for a little
while. That was a speech
while.
He gave before it. I love Kennedy's speeches. I think if you're listening to this on NESN, do yourself a favor one Friday. You have to go over to the JFK Library. It's one of the best libraries I've been. I've been to a bunch of presidential libraries. It's as good as any.
And when you head over to when you head over to the JFK Lottery, make sure to sign into your BetMGM app. There's a transition.
Yep.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, Michael Lombardi. BetMGM is all your favorite. And if JFK were around, he'd go to the King of Sportsbooks.
He'd have it.
Along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and
much more. You would see him on the boat with those sunglasses playing with the app there, making bets. I could see that.
His brother would have probably tried to shut down gambling. He was always irascible. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID, whatever your sport, whatever your style. You're going to love the King of Sportsbooks. Got to be 21 years or older. And if you have a gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700, which is, we just went off the rails. We're talking JFK and BetMGM apps. You can't beat it. And his brother,
yeah.
Robert, as well.
And I think to me, when you have that app too, in-game betting, I think it's really important. You know, watch these games. You know, pro betting tip number two today. You know, like watch the game, see the pace of the game. You'll get a feel for the Florida-Utah game early on about, you know, who's really dominating the game. And you're going to get lines that are going to come up, and you got to take advantage of it. And I think when you have that betting app in your hand, it certainly helps you to get in-game betting, because look, let's face it, money is green. It doesn't matter how you do it. You don't have to predict it at the start. You can wait till the betting app and see how the game goes.
30 seconds. What should bettors look for live when it comes to Ohio State and Notre Dame? Controlling the possession.
The speed of the game.
Limiting. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
The early possessions. Yeah. What has Ryan Day worked on to attack Marcus Freeman early? That first drive, playing from in front for Ohio State, to me is going to be critical. Make Notre Dame have to become desperate. Make them have to catch up.
Notre Dame tough up front defensively, tough up front offensively. They want to limit possessions and slow it down. If you're in game on the BetMGM app, that's what you're looking for. What we're looking for is Matt Eumanns, and he's going to join us next with his plays here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
So Michael said that Matt Eumanns doesn't sleep. Well, he was part of putting together the college football betting guide and the pro football betting guide. So 350 pages on one, 110 pages on the other. There is no time for sleep, and it's football season. This is time to make some cash. Only VSiN subscribers can pick up the college and pro football betting guides, in-depth team previews, over-under recommendations. It's all there, and right now it's half off. It's $175. So you're going to get everything we offer. Eumanns picks, Michael Lombardi articles, you get Point Spread Weekly, you get everything. VSiN.com/subscriber. Remember, that's only for VSiN pros. And a guy that I was reading like 25 years ago and learning the business from, Matt Eumanns, joins us now. And first off, Michael Lombardi, as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line, Michael Lombardi there at the Beau Rivage down in Biloxi, Mississippi. We got to congratulate Matty Eumanns, the debut of Saturday Bet Prep last night. It's a tongue twister. 9 to midnight was awesome. And I have to congratulate you, Matty Eumanns. Did a great job with that. Thanks for joining us.
You know, it's going to get better every week. That show is basically going to be the Circa Friday Football Invitational. So Derek Stevens, I didn't really have to talk him into it. I said, hey, here's the plan. Can you put up $25,000 for this contest? And he did it right away. How many guys would do that? But Derek Stevens jumped in right away. So we're going to have 16 handicappers in a bracket. They're going to put up their five best bets every Friday night on this show. So that Friday night show is basically going to be a contest show from Circa. And I think that should be very valuable to the listening or viewing audience.
And so, Matty, so everybody, he puts 25, they put their five best. So is it like the contest? Is it going to be exactly like the contest winner every week based on what their three bets are? Who wins the total number of bets by the end of the year?
You know, it's a pretty cool format, Michael. When I got to town in the fall of 2000, the Stardust Invitational was the biggest thing going here in the betting community. And every Friday night, you get big crowds out to Stardust. And there were two handicappers who would go head-to-head with their seven best bets. And it was broadcast on a local radio station, and it was very popular. I changed the format a little bit here. So we got 16 cappers, all I consider sharp guys, and they're going to give out their five best plays, and they're going to be NFL or college sides and totals with one best bet. It's going to be a season-long contest. But the wrinkle that Derek came up with, starting in week 9, the last place guy is going to get cut. and start. And the last place guy is going to get cut every week for 8 straight weeks.
So that's awesome.
The field of 16 is going to be trimmed to 8 by the time we get to NFL Week 16. So we're going to do this all season. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
So Matt Heumann's bet prep is going to coincide with the Cirque Friday Football Invitational. One thing I can say, Derek Stevens, he puts his money where his mouth is, and he's so creative. Like, that dude, he's a legend for doing this, so that's awesome. You got the bet prep show with Heumann's, and you got Cirque Friday Football Invitational there at Cirque. Doesn't get any better than that. Okay, you're on one that I'm on. Let's start with Athens, Oregon, Georgia. Number open 51 on the total. It's been bet up to 54.5. In fact, Matt, I see a 55 in Jersey. Where are you at on this total?
Under 54.5, and I'm not going to have a lot of totals as best bets. A lot of times I feel like totals are just a little bit too random, and I'm just not as good at them, to be honest. But in this game, you got two defensive head coaches. Dan Lanning's the former DC of Georgia, first-time head coach at Oregon. And even though the Georgia defense lost a lot of talent to the NFL draft, they're still loaded. They got plenty of firepower on the and playmakers on the defensive side of the football. If you look at Bo Nix, when he was at Auburn, he had pretty good numbers at home. When he was on the road against good SEC defenses, he was not very good at all. I think Lanning's going to try to protect Bo Nix. Lanning and his staff will kind of protect him a little bit. With the play calling today, keep it conservative. They don't want him to make mistakes against this Bulldogs defense. And it's not like Stetson Bennett and the Bulldogs are going to fire a bunch of big plays on their side. George Pickens is gone. They've lost some playmakers as well. I just kind of feel like with Lanning and Kirby Smart going head-to-head here, you're more likely to get a defensive low-scoring type of game. And I'm going to go under 54.5 in that one.
You know, we were talking about that earlier in the show, Matt. When you go through week one of the NFL season and you look at the offensive coaches versus offensive coaches, head coaches, they over tend to hit. When you look at defensive head coaches versus defense, they under tended to hit. So I love your logic for that game. I want to talk Notre Dame. You know, I see you like Notre Dame and the points. Was there a number that was there a line part here that you felt like at 16.5 you liked Ohio State, or at 17 you liked? Is where was your number for this game? Is what I'm asking.
Yeah, my number was 12.5, and that includes the home field in Columbus. So maybe I was a little bit low. The number opened 14. It was bet up as high as 17.5, and I was on with Mitch and Paul on Tuesday morning. I said, well, at 17.5 this morning, I've got to take it. So I took the 17.5 with the Irish. That was the buy point for me on the underdog. And, Michael, a lot of times when guys handicap games, they focus on the skill position talent. And it's easy to be impressed with Ohio State. They've got a lot of big play firepower. And Heisman Trophy favorite quarterback, see Travion Henderson, a running back. You got a deep wide receiver core. I think there's a fear factor in betting against Ohio State right now with a lot of people. But when I handicapped this game, I looked at the line of scrimmage on both sides. And I rate Notre Dame better on the offensive line and better on the defensive line. And a lot of times when you get blowouts, what happens is the team just gets overpowered at the line of scrimmage. And that should not happen to the Irish today. And with 8-9 veterans back on defense, I think they can limit the big plays here. Marcus Freeman, as a former defensive coordinator, should be able to find ways to, I think, contain this Ohio State offense enough to keep the Irish in the game. I'm a little bit concerned about Tyler Buckner, a first-time starter at quarterback from the Irish, but he did play in a few big games last season, and Notre Dame's got a big-time tight end, and Michael Mayer they can go to as well. I just feel like at 17.5, the value was with Notre Dame to be able to hang in this game and stay competitive and maybe within 10 points in the fourth quarter. I don't think Notre Dame's going to get embarrassed today.
Dare I say, Matt Heumann's dropped the pro tip a little earlier, making sure you check out the quarterback home road splits. You can check out the pro tips over at VSiN.com when you become a VSiN pro. You can always count on Matt Heumann's. Let's go to Corvallis, Boise State. You're going to take the 2 at Oregon State.
Yeah, I actually took 3 early in the week, and I'm not surprised there's been a lot of play on Boise here. This number actually opened 4.5. And what I like about Boise, you got 17 starters back, 9 on defense, and what I rate as the best defensive line in the Mountain West Conference. You've also got a quarterback in Hank Bachmeier who's made 25 career starts. Last season, was a disappointment for Boise, but the Broncos really got it rolling late. What jumped out to me, it was their 40-14 win at Fresno as 5-point dogs. That was a very impressive win for Boise State. And Oregon State is flipped to the favorites role here. And a lot of times you have a favorite that's a typically terrible team, a traditionally terrible team, and flips to the favorites role. It doesn't work out so well. Oregon State was an underdog in every game against FBS competition in 2019. The past 2 years, five times as a favorite in Pac-12 play. Oregon State's 1-4 straight up with the one win by 3 points. And star running back B.J. Baylor's gone to the NFL. It's going to be a pedestrian Oregon State offense, but a really strong Beavers defense. Boise State 10-4 in its last 14 against the Pac-12. I think the Broncos got a great shot to win this game.
How about Brian Kelly's return to college football here at Baton Rouge? LSU takes over the program. He gets Florida State. Mike Norvell. We'll see where. What's your thoughts on this game? I know you like LSU and laying the points.
I do. I laid 2.5. I'm still laid 3 here. LSU's won 9 in a row in the Superdome. Brian Kelly won his last 40 games as the betting favorite at Notre Dame. He doesn't lose games he's supposed to win. Jaden Daniels, the Arizona State transfer at quarterback. I think Kelly, like him or not, he's a really good play caller and quarterback coach. And I think he's going to bring out the best in Daniels. You got 3 former top 10 running back recruits in the backfield. Kayshon Boutte, one of the best wide receivers. He's going to be a first-round draft pick. He's in that offense as well. And Florida State, 4 straight losing seasons. I think the team's going to be much improved. But I watched last week's game, and the Florida State defense failed to force a turnover against a pretty bad Duquesne team. I don't think this is going to be easy, but I like LSU to get the win, probably by 7 points on Sunday night.
He is the consummate VEASAN pro. He's Matt Eumanns. And by the way, his show, which congratulations, you can go check out the debut show of Saturday Bet Prep over at VEASAN.com. Matt Eumanns killing it. Also, remember, Circa Friday Football Invitational kind of mirrors the show. So that's going to be fun all season long. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate you doing this early.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you. Great work, Matt.
All right, you bet. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
That's going to be fun. He's going to be joining us from Circa next week and the rest of the football season. And all kidding aside, he's one of the sharpest dudes in the business. Saturday Bet Prep is a must.
Yeah,
and he's also involved. Yeah, and he's also involved, Michael, in our new college football podcast, which you can find at VEASAN.com/podcast. So that's important, too.
Yep, no doubt. You want to get ready for college football, listen to that. Buy the guide.
Make sure you find Jick Jack because he's coming up in about 20 minutes. Coming up next, we'll go to the Borgata and bring in our buddy Thomas Gable here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. This is VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSIN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Unleash the spirit of Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. So every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM reward points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM reward points that you can use towards dining, shows, hotel rooms. It's a great deal from the king of sportsbooks. It's betting's premier loyalty program. I always say it's like your credit card. Every time you bet, you get points. Pretty simple. 21 years or older, please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, Michael Lombardi, he's down at the Beau Rivage. We're going to go back-to-back, belly-to-belly with sportsbook directors. Of course, we're going to start with our buddy Thomas Gable and our partner out at the Borgata, and then live on set, Jick Jack will join us from the Beau Rivage. We say hi and good morning to Thomas Gable. Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, guys. Michael, hope the Southern hospitality is treating you well down there.
It's good so far, TG. Yes, I mean, BetMGM is another wonderful property. Reminds me a lot of the Borgata. It's beautiful, great pool. You know, the food's outstanding. Their steakhouse is as busy as yours there. So it's really wonderful. The book looks similar to yours as well, too. So it's been a lot of fun, a lot of action going on here. You know, college football here, TG, you know, it is a religion down here.
Yeah, no doubt.
What, you know, it's interesting you said that when you posted your picture, M. Lombardi NFL, I was like, is he at the Borgata? Because it looks so similar. I thought that earlier today.
It really does, TG.
It looks
surprised.
Awesome.
You know, Yeah, it really is. It looks similar, and there's a great vibe. The food's outstanding, like at the Borgata. And Thomas and I, Patrick, you're going to miss this one, too, Thursday night at the Borgata. Thomas is hosting a little bit of a kickoff to the season. We've got Wayne Corbett going to join us on stage, along with the great, and I underscore this completely, the great Howard Eskin of Philadelphia WIP. And we're going to have we're going to talk about the opening of the season, right, TG?
Yeah, a little panel discussion coming up Thursday night before the Rams and Bills kick off there. We'll be live in the sports book, 6:30 to 7:30, a little Q&A with the audience. But we'll, as Michael said, it'll just be a kind of a preview to the season.
Okay, well, I'll just check. I'm just checking my phone because I'm sure I got an invite. I can fly in for it.
Sure.
It
sure
does appear that Thomas didn't. It's all good. I'm not offended. Hey, TG. Who's getting hit today? I would imagine the handle's crazy. Notre Dame, Ohio State. Of course, you got Oregon, Georgia. Give me some games that are getting hit over there at the Borgata.
Well, let's start with Oregon and Georgia, right? This is certainly one of the more heavily bet games in terms of ticket count. Very, very evenly bet, though, right now. Georgia laying 16.5, totals 54.5, and numbers move slightly. We opened Georgia 17.5-point favorites. The total has moved up from the opener 51, so seeing a decent move there on the over. But defending national champions here open up against their former defensive coordinator, Dan Lanning, who's now head coach of the Ducks, and Bo Nix, the Auburn transfer. He'll be under center for the Ducks. Big story with Georgia is, of course, all the turnover. Eight defensive players were drafted, the coaching staff turnover, but they do have Stetson Bennett back at quarterback. And now, while the defense lost quite a bit, and Lanning can certainly prepare for their scheme, Georgia still has a lot of talent, led by edge rushers Nolan Smith and Robert Beal Jr. On offense, they have three of their top four receivers returning from a year ago, and one of, if not the best tight end in the country in Brock Bowers. And by the way, they also brought in 2 5-star recruits at tight end to complement Bowers there. So I believe there's still a big difference here in speed between these two teams. And this would be a monumental upset, I think, if Oregon can go in and upset the Bulldogs in week one.
But, TG, you're getting split money on this, huh? People are playing the number, and it's kind of been – where did you open, and where are you? Where do you think this closes today? I mean, just looking at my board. My board has Notre Dame, Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, and Cincinnati, Arkansas as the three most bet games on the board. Where do you see this number closing?
We're pretty happy right now with where we're sitting, 16.5. We'll see what comes in. You know, it's a 3:30 local start, but the – spread has only moved. We opened 17.5, to your question there, Michael, now down to 16.5. But right now it's been pretty balanced, so we'll see what comes from there. The obviously the Notre Dame-Ohio State game, that's the big one tonight. And again, in terms of ticket count, this is the most heavily bet game, not in terms of dollars wagered. Dollars wagered, surprisingly, it's the Texas State-Nevada game, which we have some big bets on either side of that one. So that's
wow.
Actually, in terms of dollars, the most heavily bet game. But in terms of ticket count, it's this Notre Dame-Ohio State game. Ohio State currently laying 16 here with a total of 59.5. And we opened Ohio State 14.5-point favorite. So they've been bet up to 16. Ohio State obviously comes in big favorite to win the Big Ten this year, and obviously a big favorite today against the Irish and their first-year head coach, Marcus Freeman. This Buckeyes offense, absolutely loaded, led by the Heisman favorite, C.J. Stroud. Stroud's coming off the 4,000 passing yard season, through 44 TDs, 6 INTs. Trevion Henderson coming off the 1,200 rushing yard season. And while they did lose Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave to the draft, I mean, they still have weapons at wide receiver. Notre Dame, meanwhile, they're dealing with injuries. A new starting quarterback who will be going up against an Ohio State defense under new DC, Jim Knowles. I'm very interested to see what Knowles does here with this defense. I think if Ohio State gets up early with this Notre Dame offense, I don't think they have enough firepower to get back into the game. That's the big concern for Notre
right.
Dame. I just don't believe this is a very good matchup for the Irish. Ohio State should be able to get what they want downfield, and then they can run away and hide.
Yeah, I totally agree. By the way, he was talking about the splits, Thomas Gable. That's part of our Pro Tools package. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber and you can get those splits. It's important to have all the information. Hey, wanted to ask you about the Swamp. You got Utah laying 2.5, and I want your take on that one. It feels light to me. Utah is absolutely loaded, and this is year one for Napier. He's recruiting his butt off, but that leads to next year. Where are you sitting with that number?
No, I think that was a perfect summary there, Patrick. You know, the Utah team, they've garnered some buzz coming into this season. They're defending Pac-12 champions, going down to the Swamp, play Billy Napier, and you know, as you said, rebuilding Florida program. Utah returns most of their defense. That was a top 25 unit last season. They allowed only 20.6 points per game. On offense, they'll build off that strong run game and play action that they like to do. Tavion Thomas is back. He rushed for over 1,100 yards last season, along with 21 touchdowns. And they're very efficient when they pass the ball. Cam Rising, he threw for almost 2,500 yards, 20 TDs. But Rising can also run. He ran for almost 500 yards and 6 TDs on his own last year. Florida has the new defensive coordinator, Patrick Toney. Expect them to be aggressive in blitzing. Now, they are returning all 11 stars on defense, but they weren't very good against the run last season. And they have a lot of questions on offense coming into this. Anthony Richardson takes over quarterback after playing only sparingly last year. They lost their top 3 backs and their top wide receiver. I think Florida, as you said, they're going to be a year away. Napier will need some time to bring this program back. And like I said, he is recruiting his butt off. But again, that's not going to pay immediate dividends here. They're a year away at this point. So Utah laying at 2.5. Yes, it's a different environment from Utah going down to play in the Swamp and that humidity. But I certainly like the Utah side here.
Do you really? Are you getting a lot of action on Utah, Thomas?
Utah is being heavily bet here on the spread. We did take a $50,000 wager on the Florida money line, though, earlier this morning. So kind of keeping that number there.
Damn it. I hate to hear everybody's on Utah because now there goes my
just
love
go
for the...
Just go with it, Patrick. Join them. Go ahead. Go with the public.
There it goes.
See how that works out for you.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. A top 25 matchup down in Arkansas. Cincinnati, Michael, and Thomas is replacing everybody. Thomas, I have about 45 seconds here. Where are you sitting with Cincinnati, Arkansas on the number?
So Cincinnati and Arkansas is laying 6.5 right now. The total is 53.5. Ticket count and money here is certainly favoring Arkansas. Not a lot of love coming in here for Cincinnati today, but at least not what we're seeing.
Okay,
yeah.
TG.
You know, I don't know how it can, though, TG. I mean, they lost Ryder. You know, they're replacing so many guys. It's going to be hard. I don't know how this is going to work out. And, you know, Arkansas with K.J. Jefferson back, Barry Odom does a great job defensively as the coordinator. You know, the offense is staying the same. I know they've lost Trayvon Burks, but you know, Kendall Briles has been running a really good offense there. I think it's a hard game for Cincinnati. I'm surprised it's as tight as it is.
Look what Fickell's dealing with. He lost Ritter. He lost Sauce Gardner. He lost Jerome Ford. He lost Alec Pierce. He lost his top 3 tacklers overall. He lost his top 2 defensive linemen. I mean, he's completely empty and a new quarterback as well.
He needs ways. He's lost a lot. He's lost.
he's got to find his way. TG, Mike will be with you on Thursday night there at the Borgata. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, TG.
All right.
We'll see
you
soon.
Guys.
Okay, coming up next, live from the Beau Rivage down in Biloxi, Mississippi, Jick Jack Johnson and maybe a surprise. We continue. It's the Lombardi Line.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
ExpressBet can get $10 for free when you sign up for FirstBet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the horse code HORSE200 for $10. Plus, you get 100% match on your first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, FirstBet is the app. It's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. You can get the details right now at VSiN.com/horses. That's VSiN.com/horses. Okay, we have a special surprise for you as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. We're going to go to the Beau Rivage right now with a great shot. On the left is a legend, Michael Lombardi. In the middle is a legend in Chick Jack Johnson. And on the right is a South Carolina Gamecock and an all-pro in Jonathan Joseph. That is a hell of a lineup, Michael Lombardi.
You notice, John, see, he's a Gamecock, too. So Patrick's a Gamecock. So you can feel the love coming there.
I can feel it all the way out here.
You can feel it. But Chick Jack, it's such good to be, you know, the great host of it here. He's got all his notes here. Pat, you ready to go today?
Yeah, you know, it's a little different for me. Normally in my back office, I've got stuff hanging up all over the TVs and monitors and stuff. So, yeah, this is different, but we love it.
Yeah, you don't need a name tag. Everybody knows who you are. That's the one thing.
It's just
right?
a habit.
Just a
just
habit.
A habit.
Yeah.
Walk us through, Chick Jack. How's it been with the Lombardis in town?
Just unbelievable. I mean, this is, this is really good for our books. And, I was telling Michael the other day, I think we was texting, you know, I don't know why more places don't want to do stuff like this. I mean, you know, if I own one of these places, I would be calling Michael every week trying to get him out here. It's good for the industry. You know, this guy is so knowledgeable. It just flows from him, and that's one of the things that I'm more impressed about anything. He's got his better half with us today. I mean, she is just a beautiful soul. We love Miss Millie. We're excited to have both of them here, and we want them to have a good time.
It is a good place. Jonathan, so you played at South Carolina. You played for Mike Brown, the Cincinnati Bengals. Then you went on to Houston, had a long career at the Texans. What team do you follow now as you go through this league?
I actually follow them all. You know, playing so long, playing 15 years in this league, you meet so many friends.
Yeah.
And then, you know, while you're playing, they're all competitive. You know, you're competitors. Yeah. But now when I have a chance to get done and retire and sit back and watch, now I get to be a fan of all those guys and, you know, critique those guys and give them daily pointers and things that I see.
Yeah. You know, Patrick, just so you know, Jonathan's all on the Frank Beamer train just like you are.
Oh, Beamer ball.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jonathan, we're excited, aren't we? Listen, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you were brought over by Lou Holt. And then you got a year of Spurrier before you went to the NFL, correct?
Correct.
And then, Michael,
I feel the same energy.
That is the same energy. Lou Holtz got Lou when he came to town, and then Spurrier, and getting somebody like Jonathan was like the biggest deal ever. But we're all in on Beamer ball.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So what's the big play here today, my man? What do we got cooking here today? What's the number one game on the board?
Yeah, you know, so for us, I think it's going to be the Florida game, the Utah-Florida game, to be honest with you. SEC country. I mean, you are in the heart of SEC country right now.
You feel it.
We got several games. Kentucky's being bet pretty good with us right now. That Oregon-Georgia game, and, of course, Alabama.
Where are you on Alabama right now? What's your number?
Let's see. Alabama right now, we're at 41.5. We opened this August 3rd at 39.5, 62.5. And they're betting us Alabama. I'm at 75% of the handle and 80% of the tickets is on Bama. Can't find a first half. If we could find a first half, we'd run and go bet it, right? Michael don't bet. But
somebody just tweeted me that the first half is 28, I believe, in some other shop somewhere else. But, I think that that's certainly a play. The Florida game, to me, is the interesting one because we've talked at length about it, where Florida, new program with Billy Napier. We know Dan Mullen didn't recruit, but they got a legitimate big-time quarterback in Anthony Richardson. And, you know, Utah brings all these players back, and nobody seems to take Utah seriously.
Yeah. I mean, you're just watching them last year. I mean, what a team, you know. And at one point during the season last year, towards the end, I said, how does this team lose against the competition that they're playing? I like Florida today. I like the points at an SEC school. This is going to be a good game. This game could have major complications first game of the year.
Yeah, you know, the other game he's on, too. Now, my man's sneaky quick here. He's also on Notre Dame. He is on Ohio State, aren't you?
I don't know how to feel about that game. I think Ohio State is going to score offensively. It's going to be interesting to see how well they've improved that defense.
Oh, no, you're on Oregon, right?
That's yeah, the I'm, one on, that, I'm on
that's
Oregon.
The one.
That's
I'm
my,
sorry.
That's my
I'm
favorite
sorry. He's on Oregon. He's on Oregon. See, you got, see Jonathan, you got to be able to move it around a little bit.
I
you know?
See. He's quick on his feet for
the,
sure.
Yeah, the money is all where
Wait,
it flows, right, Patrick?
You know what, Michael? Here's the perfect. You and I have been debating all day Utah laying 2.5 at the Swamp in Florida. You got a guy right there that played at the Swamp. What's it like, Jonathan, going on the road and playing at Florida?
Oh, it's tough, man. Anytime you have to go in those SEC backyard and play a game, you know, with the crowd, with the competition level, just everything that it brings. Obviously, the first game of the season, you know, it's going to be a little bit to see, figure each other out. But just going on the road in the SEC game, that's the hardest it gets, you know, in college football.
Now, but let me ask you this, because I'm always intrigued by this. You know, you practice in the heat and humidity at South Carolina. When you get into Gainesville with that heat, humidity, would it feel like South Carolina? Were you used to it when you got down there when you played?
Yeah and no, because like I said, when you go on the road, you got the extra, you know, crowd effect. You know, you pumped up, you're a little more psyched up than you normally would be at home and things like that. So you have to find your calm balance, you know, in that game, because when it kicks off, you know, it's high energy and it's flying from the beginning.
What was the hardest place that you played in the Southeast Conference on the road?
Auburn. We had Antonio Hefner. Blake Mitchell went down starting quarterback, and I remember we called two timeouts back-to-back, couldn't hear a word.
Wow.
I say, oh, wow. No, it's going to be a long day.
Wow. On the planes, how about that, Carl?
Yeah, wow. You know,
I take it back, not Arkansas, Auburn. Auburn.
No, I said that. Yeah, no, I heard you. That's awesome.
I was gonna say, how about Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge? I mean, I've been in that place. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, no question. But I just never forget that moment where starting quarterback went down like the first play, and we had to send the backup in there. He's a true freshman. And the next two plays were timeouts back to back. And I'm sitting there, I couldn't hear a word, standing to my buddy. And I'm like, man, this is going to be a long day.
You see, Patrick, that's what I'm talking about. Getting those points at the SEC schools like that, they're pretty valuable.
Hey, speaking of SEC and points, how about Bama hosting Utah State, Carl? Open 38.5. It's been bet up all the way to 42.
Yeah, you know, Michael called this out the gate. I can remember him telling people, get on that, you know, lay the 38.5, 39.5, whatever it was. But, yeah, they're betting us pretty good with it. You know, we're going to need Utah State here. 75% of the handle, 80% ticket count. We're up to 41.5, 62.5.
How about Sam Houston State's only 30 to A&M? I mean, I thought that would be a little higher there.
We just put it back on the board. It's been off the board.
How come?
I don't know. I don't know the reason, but we just got it back up, you know, within the hour.
Wow. We were just talking before top 25 matchup down Arkansas, Cincinnati. Maybe we can get Jonathan's take on Sauce Gardner, who looks to be a stud in the NFL. But give us that number, Jick Jack, on Cincinnati at Arkansas.
Yeah, so we opened this at 7.5, 53.5. Right now we're at 6.5, 53.5. We're heavily bet Arkansas with handle and ticket count. Right about 75% each.
But you moved the number away from Arkansas.
Yeah, it's, you know, so that's one of those little reverse line moves. They might have had a big play come in on Cincinnati.
There you go.
That's a pretty good indicator, yeah.
What's your thoughts
on Sauce
Gardner?
What do you think of Sauce?
I think he's an intriguing guy because, you know, you play a college career like he had and all the accolades he had with no catches given up, not getting targeted as much, and you get to the NFL, those things are going to happen consistently until you prove yourself. Yeah. So for me, you know, in training camp I seen they had him putting the boxing gloves on and things, teaching him different ways, making him earn his nickname. So I think he went through the fire a little bit there, and I think being on a young team like the Jets have, he's able to make a name and be one of those leaders for years to come.
Best receiver you played against?
Steve Smith, Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Randy Moss is a beast.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And Tom Brady was throwing him to him that
so
game.
Yeah.
That makes it even worse, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, Randy Moss is – because the speed vertically was so deceptive and he got going. And then he could catch – his catch radius was like Inspector Gadget. You know, even if you had him covered, he was going to make the play.
Right.
And then if you tried to bracket him, he'd just run through the bracket.
For sure. You got to put one on top and one underneath.
Yeah, and hope.
Yeah, you had to have one underneath. What is the what's the game plan? We've got a minute here left, Michael Lombardi. What's the game plan for you three at the Beau Rivage today?
We are going to turn around. Jonathan's going to host a bunch of people here. He's the guest here. He's the man of honor. And then we're going to go turn around and watch some of these college games. We're going to spend the day of the book watching the college games with my man Jick Jack, seeing how we do. Yep. Get the BetMGM app there and see what happens. In-game betting, understanding what's going on with that as well. So it'll be a good day here.
Yeah.
Jonathan Joseph, thank you for joining
now,
us.
If not now, when?
You said it best, Michael Lombardi. Jonathan, thank you. Jick Jack, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Michael Lombardi, you and Millie, enjoy your day at the Beau Rivage as well. Coming up next here on VSiN, 6 hours of coverage, live bet Saturday, JVT, Danny Burke, Ben Wilson, and Jeff Parles. That's the Lombardi Line. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, bright and early. You can find us at VSiN Live on Twitter. Remember, brand new layout, brand new lineup. Go to VSiN.com for all the information to become a VSiN Pro. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.